Welcome to my podcast channel, Urology for Everyone. This is Dr. Girish Nilipigi, urologist and andrologist with you. In today's episode, I'll be discussing an important topic called acute pyelonephritis. Acute pyelonephritis is a technical term for infection of the kidney. It is a part of the spectrum of urinary tract infection or UTI. Urinary tract infection can occur anywhere from kidney, ureter, urinary bladder, prostate, and urethra. What are the symptoms of acute pyelonephritis? The individual complaints of pain abdomen, fever, and chills. However, there are many who do not suffer from all these symptoms and may only have some of them. Fatigue, generalized weakness, and vomiting also are common. They may not have symptoms like burning urination or painful urination. Acute pyelonephritis usually is seen in middle-aged and elderly people and less in young people. It is rarely seen in children also. Now, what are the causes of acute pyelonephritis? The most common cause is bacteria called E. coli. Other bacteria called Proteus, Enterobacter, and Pseudomonas also are responsible for acute pyelonephritis. Most of these infections arise from the bloodstream. Some infections arise from the urinary bladder and go up to affect the kidney also. Patients with underlying diabetes are especially prone to be affected, and those with uncontrolled diabetes even more so. It is also seen in individuals with kidney stones or stones blocking the ureters. Another common but less recognized cause is prostatic enlargement with urinary infection in the elderly males. How do you evaluate acute pyelonephritis? It is diagnosed based on history and clinical examination. The patient will have fever, chills, and pain abdomen. There will be pain on pressing the upper back on either side. The urologist will order a set of tests to confirm the diagnosis. These are complete blood count, urine culture sensitivity, serum creatinine, blood sugar level, blood culture, and ultrasound of the abdomen. In case ultrasound is not conclusive, a CT scan of abdomen is done. The treatment of acute pyelonephritis is by hospitalization and injectable antibiotics. Drugs to relieve fever and pain are also given. Bed rest helps in faster recovery. In patients with diabetes, sometimes ultrasound and CT scan show blockage to the kidneys due to pus flakes or sloughed off debris from the kidneys. There could be blockage due to stones also. In such cases, endoscopy is done. The stone or debris is removed and degestant is inserted. A degestant is a synthetic tube to relieve the blockage and control infection. The tube is kept for a few weeks and removed once the infection is controlled. In all cases, the underlying diabetes has to be controlled, without which infection control is very difficult. Even after the patient is off antibiotics, strict control of diabetes is mandatory to avoid reinfections. In case the urologist feels that the prostate enlargement is a cause of acute pyelonephritis, then prostate surgery is advised. What are the outcomes for the patient with acute pyelonephritis? With modern imaging, antibiotics, and endoscopy, acute pyelonephritis does not carry the morbidity it used to a few decades ago. However, uncontrolled, prolonged, and repeated infections can result in permanent kidney damage. Despite modern advances, there are rare situations where it can still result in death of the patient due to severe uncontrolled infection. Therefore, it is worth reiterating the importance of controlling diabetes. So to conclude, acute pyelonephritis is a serious kidney infection, but it has got good outcomes with prompt diagnosis and treatment. I hope you have enjoyed this session. I'll be coming soon with my next session. Till then, goodbye. In the meantime, if you've got any further queries on your mind, please write to me. This is Dr. Girish Nilipigi from Nilipigi Multispeciality Hospital, Belandur, Bangalore.